Imagine your loved one was injured. Would you want someone to take care of them? At safetysquad.ie, we care about reacting to these life-changing events. We take a fresh approach to help create safer workplaces and specialise in consultancy and training. Our goal is to save lives. For a free safety review, call Safety Squad on 01 5340 999.
Every theatre has its story. Have you heard the one about Orson Welles and the Gay Theatre? Or the sexual harassment case that caused the city to riot? Or what about the tragic tale of Bridget Breslin, the dancer with the Olympia Theatre whose fate tied into that of the last woman sentenced to death in Ireland? My name is Hugh Hick, and every Tuesday evening in February, I'll be looking at some of the hidden histories in four of Dublin's oldest theatres. Join me on Behind the Curtain as part of Centre Stage, Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m.
You're tuned into Jazzmine with Sean Brophy. Dublin City FM, 125,000 listeners can't be wrong.
Thank you. I've been lost beyond recall. The touch of your hand and your smile makes me weak, and my heart will grow heavy and
Nothing, of course, was the title of that track, and it welcomes us once again to Jazz Mind with myself, Sean Brophy, here on 103.2 Dublin City FM, dublincityfm.ie. It was Gemma Sugru and the Julian Calarossi Quartet. In My Nature was the title of the album from 2018. Of course, we have Miss Trulli Devine with us today. We'll be talking to her very shortly, and it won't be a question of all or nothing. It'll be the all bit will be the most important thing. We'll also hear music, of course, from the Bugle Babes, of which she's a member. We'll fit in something from the Andrews Sisters as well as we go along. Colette Cassidy and Nigel Clark might get a whiz too. But I suppose we should continue with the second track now, which is A Rude Awakening, and sometimes this show is. It's subtitled Kate O'Flaherty's Blues, and it's Tara O'Grady. Irish Bayou is the title of her album. She's Irish-American. She lives in New York. But she has been playing in the Irish Embassy in London this week, hence my decision to include this. And she is the sort of a person that would give you a rude awakening if you've crossed her there in the wrong way. But she is a very warm person. And people who might remember her appearing on Midweek Music certainly will remember her telling us that she was a guide at one stage in the Louis Armstrong Museum. So if you remember that, you will know who Tara is. But here it is anyway, A Rude Awakening.
This rebellious Creole lady, the belle of the ball, used to flash her ankles all over town. There were days she was unhappy, she did not know why, when it did not seem worthwhile to be down. 'Cause a bird that would soar must have strong wings, and the voice of the sea spoke to her soul. Too damned to find, to question and cry. Oh, a bird in a cage no more. But your mockingbird still mock me, and your bookshelves will not stop me. So that's why I'm down on the floor. Oh, kid, don't mind those vultures. Their lives ain't nothing but a bone. still mock me, and your bookshelves will not stock me. So that's why I'm down on the floor. Okay, don't mind those vultures. Their lives ain't nothing but a bore. Sit to play, my thou shalt find all mon ami. You had a rude awakening. A rude awakening now. A rude awakening, my sister Kate. You had a rude awakening. A rude awakening now. Don't you worry about a thing, my sister Kate. Oh, kid, don't mind those vultures. Their lives ain't nothing but a ball. Come on now. Oh, yeah.
Awakening is what we heard there from Tara O'Grady, whom I mentioned as being based in New York. Now, Miss Truly Divine is on the programme today. She is like a box of sinfully rich caramels, something we love on this show. A little something for everyone, no matter your taste, from jazz, rockabilly, rhythm and blues, to cabaret, burlesque and harmony ensembles, like the beautiful Beauty Bugle Babes. She's here really primarily to talk about their album Gee Whiz, and it is a Gee Whiz moment, okay? But she has a little sweet treat for every and each occasion, or is it each and every occasion? You're very welcome to the programme, Truly.
Thank you, Sean.
And she has been on here before, so she knows the way this works. But I guess some people might know that because she's very unaccented, I guess. But she is originally from Holland and has been living here in Ireland for quite a number of years. And I think it was romance brought her here, and it's very appropriate to talk about things like that and coming up to Valentine's Week. But all of the things that she has mentioned, that I've just mentioned, she is involved with. But she did start off doing a theatrical type of training when she was still living in Holland. So that's still a big element of what you do, I guess, is it?
Yeah, it sure is. And every time I perform music, specifically the music that I love, it makes me move. It makes me want to express kind of the words that I sing.
Yes.
And theatre comes in there very handy.
So the Bugle Babes, then, how long have you been a member of that ensemble?
Myself and Eileen Coyle, the soprano, started 9 years ago. Mm. And Derby Brown, the main Bugle Babe, she started it almost 15 years ago, I'd say.
And but because of all the other projects you do, you don't have to focus completely on that, but you get enough stuff to do, corporate stuff, I guess, as well as commercial things.
You're
as busy as you want to be, like. You know.
Yeah, the Bugle Babes mainly are forte, our weddings, receptions, and then some corporates, and then sometimes like last week, and we had you in our audience in the National Concert Hall. And some of the theatres around the world, we'd like to be in the world. That's even me going all the way out there. I mean Ireland. We've been in Wexford and Cork and Waterford and would like to do that again very soon.
So looking at that period then, it is the 40s, and it's a very valuable period in music, but it's not something that many people seem to appreciate anymore, but you still seem to have a big audience for it. But then the way that you do it, it's not just a replication, there's something about the show as well that brings the whole thing to life. And do you think that's why it works so well?
Yeah, I think what makes us... what gives us longevity is, A, the music is written really well by fantastic lyricists and arrangers in the 40s. And it's the kind of music that doesn't really go out of fashion. And then if you add three good-looking girls in the same outfits with seam stockings and their hair done and a big smile on their face, it just brings something special. It keeps really the music alive, and specifically when we have a live band behind us, you're transported back in the 1940s.
Yeah, but you are transported back, and the visuals then, as you say, are very important from the point of view of you stand out front stage and you are there, you're the actual attraction. I mean, obviously the fact that the band are there, it's important from the point of view of having an accompaniment, but the focus is really on you, like, you know. So
yeah, and often we would have our backing tracks with us, which are mostly recorded by Irish musicians. So we would use that because, you know, it's easier to travel. It makes it more accessible to people. So we could just hop in our car and drive around the country and set up anywhere where people like it, whether it's their living rooms or a barn. We've done some barns. We like barns.
Yeah.
As long as we're nice and warm.
But I suppose then the romanticism that's in a lot of the tracks, it suits the thing to weddings particularly. And I guess the corporate thing, there's a very sort of positive image coming from the music. And I guess most corporates want a positive sort of scenario anyway.
Yeah. And at Christmas, we have a lot of beautiful vintage Christmas songs that we try to put new life into. So we cater for whatever kind of event, and if it's weddings, we obviously add the extra Chapel of Love and kind of those kind of three-part harmony songs. But we seem to fit into anything. We've done 20s events as well, so we kind of change our look a bit, but the 40s music kind of fits anything between 20s and 50s, and that's what I personally would do as well. So
yeah, and then in the other projects that you do, you have a fairly universal interest in the theatricality of music, but in other formats as well. And rockabilly would sort of sounds like it would suit you, okay? Like from the
point,
and it's easy enough to dress up in that style as well.
Well, it's a great set. It's a great it's a great style that you can create around rockabilly and rock and roll. So I started this new band a bit over a year ago, the Shadow Shakers, with some of the guys I would have met in my travels with the Bugle Babes. First time I met Foxy Murphy, who's the guitarist, was in a house party in Limerick where the Bugle Babes were performing first, and himself and the Pavement Kings were playing. And I just loved their look and the sound, and so I started meeting up with them in the Globe. They were playing in the Globe every Sunday, and I kind of started doing a few songs, and then there was three songs and then five, and then I would have had 10, and then we would have gigged together. And now this new band, we're recording this year, so we're very excited to get a new life into these 50 songs by really strong, powerful women and men. Janice Martin jumps to mind, lesser known,
yes,
but the words, that's my love. I fall in love with the words, and then the rhythm of the rock and roll and the blues, they just make something, just, you know, you tap your feet. And and then the dresses, you know, I try to kind of incorporate a bit of burlesque and rock and roll together. So I would often wear a corset and flowers in the hair, like in the 50s as well. So it's trying to find a style that that suits me, suits the guys, and that people in the audience go, next time I go and see the Shadow Shakers, I want to dress up a bit as well, and I'll go out and I can, you know, make something myself, or just be part of a look and of a feel.
Yeah. So, I mean, you strike me as being a don't fence me in type of girl. So it's very appropriate that we're going to play that track from Gee Whiz. So when you decided to record the album, I mean, there must have been certain difficulties in choosing the tracks. Hmm. But I guess you were able to go on audience responses to them as regards which ones you felt would definitely be in.
Yes.
And then going back and putting in a couple of others that you had a favourites yourself. Is that the way the process works?
Yeah, it's Don't Fence Me In is the Andrew Sisters' first number one hit.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it. It's one of the favourites of audiences. They sing along. And all the musicians on these tracks on Gee Whiz are all Irish musicians.
Yes.
So obviously when you have copyrights, you can't use other backing tracks. So these are all Irish-based musicians that have worked with Derby Brown in the past.
Okay, well, we'll play that track then to get us into the Bugle Babes album. And in fact, Truly Divine tells me she has a copy or maybe two copies of the album to give away. But she will tell us about that in a while if people are interested. And I'm sure you will be when you hear this. The track there from the Bugle Babes, Gee Whiz being the title of the album released last year. Now, Miss Truly Divine, and it's a retro title, of course, to the Miss bit, that is, and that suits the music very well. But she's been living in Ireland now for 15 years, so she's well established. And the next track was sort of, I think she has the Irish smile, as it were, and when Irish eyes are smiling, of course, it is magic. But before we get to that, I think it's important to mention about the gig, and we did already advert to Valentine's Day and the romance sort of thing, and you're doing a concert next Is that on Friday?
Thursday. It's on Valentine's Day.
So tell us about that and we'll remind people about it again later on in the show.
Yes, it's in Anderson's on the Rise, which is just in between Drumcondra and Glasnevin, on Thursday night from 8 to 10. And they do some fantastic deli-like food. And I will be the main bugle babe on Thursday, which is a big honour.
Yeah.
So it's in pink and cheery and all about love. And but even if you don't have a date, we'll keep you warm on the night.
Yeah, so you'll have all the arrows ready to shoot.
We'll have plenty of arrows and CDs and hugs and kisses.
Yeah. So in regard to the competition, then it's probably not fair to give your personal email, but we can give an email here if you want to talk about the album for a minute and then tell us why we should have it, even if whether we win it or not, we should buy it if we don't win it.
Well, you can people can find me through my website anyway. MissTrulyDivine.com and info@MissTrulyDivine.com. You can just send me an email and I'll happily send any CD. So to Gee Whiz, I will have as well, so I can send them out from for the Bugle Babes. And I believe you're playing a song later from my personal album, so yeah. I have that as well.
Yeah.
So if people like any of that and like to have something in their own living room, just drop me a line.
Yeah, so give us the Gmail or the email address again.
It's info@MissTrulyDivine.com.
So info@MissTrulyDivine, it's MISS by the way, MissTrulyDivine.com. So what I would suggest people do then is if you're interested in applying, as it were, do that and just give your, obviously, your contact information, and you can mention that you're listening to the interview on Jazz Mine, and we'd much appreciate that as well. But I suppose Peggy Lee, and you haven't heard this before, you tell me, When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, but you would obviously have a great regard for Peggy Lee and what she did. And
yeah, definitely. She would be one of these powerhouse women that wrote their own songs, and it was fantastic in the music world as a female. And at that time, there wasn't, there weren't many strong female composers and writers, and as far as I know. And she was beautiful and strong, kept going for ages, and became a real icon. And she's beautiful, and she uses beautiful words.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to hear what you think about this, and you can sort of give an analysis of it if you wish when we played it.
Okay.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure is like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. But when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart away. Eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts
Jazz Mind here on 103.2 Dublin City FM, dublincityfm.ie. We still have a great conversation with Miss Trudy Devine, our guest today on the programme. And we will have music from Trudy Devine with Josh Johnson on our return from an album entitled Close Your Eyes. We'll also hear from the Andrews Sisters, and hopefully we'll have time for Colette Cassidy and Nigel Clark. And that's all after these.
Imagine your loved one was injured. Would you want someone to take care of them? At safetysquad.ie, we care about reacting to these life-changing events. We take a fresh approach to help create safer workplaces and specialise in consultancy and training. Our goal is to save lives. For a free safety review, call Safety Squad on 01 5340 999.
Do you want your employees' brain function, energy levels and physical performance maintained throughout each working day? Having Tipperary water coolers supplied to your office will allow each employee drink their 8 glasses of water a day and achieve peak performance. Call us for a quote on 1-800-492-837. Tipperary Pure Irish Water caters for all your hydration needs, on the go, in the gym, at home and in work. Check out tipperarywater.ie for more. Tipperary Pure Irish Water. Stronger together.
My name's Megan. I've just done the radio presenter's course. It was a really enjoyable day. It was so much fun to see how radio works, to get to try and interview someone, the pressures, the stress and the laughter of doing it.
The next radio presenter course will be held on Saturday, the 9th of March. To join us, phone 517 5313 or email info@irishacademy.com.
103.2 Dublin City FM, where jazz sounds better.
If you've never been in love and you're longing for the happiness it brings, try your wings. If you're hungry for the sound of a lover saying sentimental things, try your wings. Even the tiniest bluebird has to leave its nest to fly. What a bluebird can do, you can do too if you try. If you've always had a dream, but you've been afraid that it would not come true hitherto, fall in love. That it's just what you've been dreaming of. A first love never comes twice, so take this tender advice. When it comes, try your wings and fly. Thank you. that's just what you've been dreaming of. Oh, first love never comes twice. So take this tender advice. When it comes, try your wings and fly.
Lovely track there from Truly Divine with Josh Johnson. Close Your Eyes was the album released on Channon Records in 2016. And Try Your Wings. And that's something that Miss Truly Divine is quite good at doing in regard to musical things and other stuff and experimentation generally. So in regard to doing live performance, you obviously have a great stage presence. And but has anything ever happened that you didn't really know what to do? Something that was beyond your control?
Very often. But it's then finding a way that the audience doesn't feel it or see it or gets uncomfortable. So in that way, your theatrical skills come in handy very much. I remember once in a Sugar Club during a burlesque show when I was doing a couple of songs with Eamon Moran on guitar. And he started playing the song and I literally couldn't find the words. They just weren't in my head. And I just kept looking in the audience and flirting with them, and they didn't come, and I went off stage and I just started flirting more and getting into the actual audience itself, and I think eventually it came back to me. But you know, you this is how you learn. That's why I like intimate gigs a lot. And I used to do them with Josh in what is now, it was then Arthur's as well, but now it's Arthur's Jazz and Blues Club. And I would have, you know, 40, 50 people, and you could see them, and you could also really feel when you had them in the palm of your hand. And this song, Try Your Wings, I remember singing it, and you could just hear a pin drop. And that's what I love when you have small venues. So that's the other side. When it really works, it really works.
So you didn't try to scat your way out of it then, like Ella Fitzgerald did?
Scatting is definitely, people who've seen me before would know if I start scatting in a song that I normally don't scat in, it's probably because I have lost my words.
Yeah.
But it's incorporated in a way that they probably don't really notice or it doesn't matter.
But tell me something though. I've not often I ask this of people, like, but how do you remember all the words? I mean, if you're not reading the music, like, you have to remember a lot of things.
If the words are written well, if the lyrics are written well, and that's what I fall in love with when I hear a song for the first time. They seem to just stick and they make sense.
Yeah.
So when you have a song that makes sense, it's a story. So it's almost a picture that you have in your head and it just flows. And as soon as the chords come out of, you know, the instruments around you, the picture starts to get painted and the words come. And you notice that when there's a song that the lyrics are don't make much sense, it's very hard to hold on to them. And then you just get chucked and you go, no, that didn't work.
But I suppose it's a bit like people who say their prayers, and I used to be one of those. You always remember the prayers because through repetition you'd remember them anyway.
Yes.
And of course, irrespective of whether they were well written or not, there was a sort of a format to them and there was a ritual around it. And it's probably the same in some ways in regard to performance. There's a ritualistic way of doing the track. And you're not going to improvise. You can improvise within certain, but you can't really improvise with the lyrics. You have to go with the lyrics that are there, you know.
Exactly. But when rhyme is good, I mean, there's good rhyming and there's bad rhyming. But if if the rhyming is good, it just flows. And some unusual words, they're like something to hold on to, like in Don't Fence Me In, the word cayuse.
Yeah.
and then hitherto is another word in Try Your Wings, and it just, you know, and the rest just fall around them.
Yeah, so the track that you have, we're not going to play off your album, but it's Rum and Coca-Cola. And of course, it was probably released around 1945 at the end of the Second World War. So probably there's something about that period, I guess, that is important. But what, in regard to, what do you think the response that you get from the audience is all about when you do that?
I think from original, when the Andrew Sisters recorded it, it was one of those songs that they got the night before they recorded in 10 minutes.
Yes.
And it was the rhythm. And in Rum and Coke, it's very much the rhythm that gets people. And the words have been changed a lot. There's a bit of political and the original words were about prostitution in Martinique, where the song originates from, and so they've been changed. But it's a bit sleazy. It's a bit, if you really listen to them, you go, okay, you know, these GIs came to these islands, and you know the mothers and the daughters and the grandmothers, they were all there to kind of entertain and please the GIs. So it's one of those songs that you don't really listen to the words as much. And that time, as the Andrew Sisters said, you know, we didn't really morally, it was a different kind of scene. You don't listen to those words now with the same, you know, probably with more intent now.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking if it had been banned by the BBC, which I presume it might have been, but it would have been due to the fact Coca-Cola was mentioned.
Yeah, it was the rum. It was actually, it was banned actually at some stage because it mentioned alcohol.
Yeah.
So, but not the, the actions of the girls on the island.
Yeah. So when you listened to the Andrew Sisters version of it then, and you did your own version on the album, what did you decide to take from the Andrew's version and leave out, I suppose, or did you leave anything out?
No, it's very much the Andrew Sisters version, and their version would have been changed from the original lyrics that were a bit more graphic.
I see. So we're having a cleaned up thing here.
Cleaned
now.
Up and cute. Yeah.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Oh, beat it, man, beat it.
Since the Yankee come to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
From Chickachickery to Mona's Isle, native girls all dance and smile. Help soldier celebrate his leave, make every day like New Year's Eve.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. In old Trinidad, I also fear the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girl, the native swoon, when she hear der bingle croon. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Out on Manzanella Beach, GI romance with native peach. All night long make tropic love.
love. Next day, sit in hot sun and cool off, drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Kumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Rum and Coca-Cola. Rum and Coca-Cola.
So I'll tell them the story of you and how you made my dreams come true. Your smile so wide and eyes of blue, soft as spring, you came to me, my angel, my sweet harmony. And as I watch you grow, a mother's love, only you will know. I'll wipe away all your tears as days pass by slowly into years. I'll be here for you and guide you through. And I just want to say and as I watch you grow, a mother's love, only you will know. A mother's love, only
mother's love. We were talking about mothers, oddly enough, when that one was talking was going on. Now it's Colette Cassidy and Nigel Clark, and Nigel on guitar, and Colette and Nigel, I think Colette wrote the lyrics and Nigel wrote the music. Confetti falling in the rain, and truly a mystery divine told me that you got married last year. Hopefully there wasn't confetti falling in the rain on that day, but
no rain, a tiny bit of confetti.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the confetti falling without the rain is ideal, I would think. So, I suppose we should talk now about sort of if you have any plans for the future, or some other stuff that you would like to do that you haven't got a chance to do. You were talking about putting music to suit Ulysses, sort of jazzy things. So you must have some great ideas like that in the background for yourself, like that, and you must think like that then, I guess, to be able to.
Yeah, we were talking about, you know, again about words and lyrics and. I've had the honour of doing two Bloomsday years last year and 3 years ago with Eamon Moran on guitar. And again, the dressing up is great because that whole, you know, the Bloomsday corsets and hair and everything, it's fabulous. But again, the words are, they're beautiful, and the melodies. Yeah. And so I'm trying to stretch myself probably as much as I can, sing differently. And then from support around me, I get a lot of support from Derby Brown and Eileen Coyle, my main bugle babes. And Eileen would be the soprano when she sings in Christchurch, and she keeps saying that I should do some opera.
Yes.
So she reckons I'm a good mezzo. So that is one of the things I would love to pick up. And, you know, whether that's going to go on a stage at some point is not really the point. It's learning to use my voice proper. I've never really been trained, so even to breathe, to get certain notes that I might not know that I can reach in the low end and the high end. And opera is a world of stories and theatrics.
That's true.
You know, nothing is.
Yeah. And talking about dressing up, by the way, I'd be glad to hear that Miss Truly Divine is dressed up today very well.
Dressed for radio.
Yeah, she has the tulips even on her cardigan.
I do.
To suit with the Dutch thing. And of course, there is a tulip museum in Amsterdam. I was there.
I'm sure there is. Well, they're coming out of my ear.
Yeah, so she's really flowering in front of us here. And I guess Bloomsday, which you already mentioned, even though it's not to do with flowers blooming, but it sort of fits in with the with the thinking, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's I mean, even when I dress down, I'm dressed up, and so I'm told. So the signature red lips would come out most of the time. It is stretching yourself and creating different images, not to keep yourself as an artist enticed with what you're doing. But also to keep stretching yourself. So the rock and roll music gives me a whole different world to dive into and listen to. And we just recently got a saxophone player in. So it's this whole sound that is new to my ear. And then obviously if it's new to my ear, it's probably new to the audience's ear. So you're trying to bring new stuff rather than rehashing, and some music that can be rehashed as you know, forever, but it's trying to get the same kind of music that is already out there, but bringing in songs that are not known and might, you know, they sound like I could have written them. But they're there since the 40s and 50s.
And talking about writing then, have you ever written stuff yourself, or would you like to be able to do that?
I would have when I started in my teens, I would have, but I can't read music yet. That's another project.
Yes.
Myself and Foxy Murphy, that's our plan, to have the Shadow Shakers play some original music. So with his talent and the other lads, hopefully we get some originals. So the CD we're going to be recording in April will have two originals on it.
I see. Yeah.
So it's to keep that brain going and the creative juices flowing.
Yeah.
Together, and it's great. You need people around you that are on the same wavelength and think the same and take risks, and you know, with Valentine coming up as well, you need to take risks, and otherwise you keep doing the same thing and making the same mistakes.
And you mentioned earlier on, it was off air actually, that the Bugle Babes are self-managed, but is that the case with some of the other projects that you
do? Yeah, it's somewhere to keep your own power and say no to certain projects and say yes to others. And I think, you know, as soon as when you start working with managers, it's a different ball game. It's a, you know, and it's a world where you hear a lot of difficulties and people being,
well, you do,
you know,
and
taken for granted, or you lose your power a bit.
Yeah.
So to keep, you know, we all want to, you know, gig a lot, of course, and live off it. Mm. And some of my band members would, you know, they're musicians professionally.
Yes.
So you want to live off it, but keep doing it well, and also have your own life. Yeah. And we're all.
Yeah, but you want some artistic control, even within the parameters of having to please an audience. I mean, there's no point in putting on stuff that you might like, but that nobody else likes.
Exactly. And if I don't feel a song, then the audience won't feel it either.
Yeah.
So it is, you know, keep doing what we like to do. And of course, if there's a lovely manager out there that likes to take us on and keep, you know, work with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, I'm sure they're out there.
Yeah.
I've never personally worked with a manager, so I'm sure there's lovely ones out there. So do contact us. Yeah. But yeah, for now it's starting new projects and making CDs is obviously the first step.
So remind us about the Bugle Babes event next on Valentine's Day, then next Thursday. Just again, where it is? It's up near Glasnevin anyway, or between Glasnevin and Drumcondra.
So it's called Anderson's. On the Rise is the street. And you can contact them. They have their own website and you can book tickets through them, which then includes us for 2 hours and gorgeous food.
Yes. Yeah. So that's worth it if you have a hot date, particularly. But if you're interested in music, even without the hot date, you should go along.
Will be your date. You have three girls there as a date.
So just give me a reminder again about the if people are interested in contacting you now, having heard tracks from two of the albums, if they're interested in contacting you with a view to getting one of them, just remind me about that again.
So it's either buglebabes@gmail.com. That's our official Bugle Babes contact. And buglebabes.com is the website. Or info@misstrulydivinewith2eyes.com.
Yeah. So we appreciate it very much that you came along. And we have one track to play from Gee Whiz. And it's Don't Sit Under the Apple Trees.
Yeah, and it's the most requested song for the Andrew Sisters and for us as well. It's often either we start with it or we end with it because it's got a great rhythm, great words, and great choreography as well if everyone comes see it.
Yeah, so we wish you the best with all the projects anyway. And once again, thanks very much for being here.
Thank you, Sean.
And the best of luck with the Bugle Babes CD, but also with the other projects that you are thinking of.
Thank you so much.
And we appreciate very much that you joined us today on the programme. Hopefully, you'll consider coming back next time when we will have some more great jazz and perhaps other stuff that mightn't be as recognisable as jazz, but it fits in with the parameters that we have.
Anytime.
So we're leaving you in the company of the Bugle Babes now, and Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree. It's unlikely I'll do it today, I guess.
Tree with anyone else but me, not till you see me, not until you see me marching home. Oh. Tree.